Welcome to our audio cast from AvWeb, the Internet's general aviation news service and magazine for this Friday, May 9th, 2008. Brought to you by Light Plane Maintenance. Although it seemed like a pretty straightforward thing to do, politics got involved and the Senate's consideration of the FAA reauthorization bill and the legislation is stalled again. Andy Cibula, AOPA's Executive Vice President for Government Affairs, talked with AvWeb's Russ Niles about how the bill became mired in non-aviation issues and how it might be revived.
Talking to Andy Cibula, he's Vice President for Government Affairs at AOPA. A frustrating and kind of illuminating week for the aviation industry in the Senate. Can you take us on a journey through politics and user fees?
Well, it was very interesting. The next to the last week of April, became really clear that Senator Reid, the head of the Senate, decided that he wanted the FAA bill to come to the floor, and he laid out a challenge for Senator Rockefeller, who's the chairman of the Aviation Subcommittee and who has been the champion of user fees or for user fees, and Senator Max Baucus from Montana, who's the chair of the Senate Finance Committee. Senator Reid laid out a challenge that they come together and bring the FAA bill to the floor. And so there was some pretty intense negotiations that next to the last week of April on how, if, under what conditions, the user fee would be dropped that would allow the bill to get voted on, because we had made it clear and our colleagues in the general aviation community had made it clear that we were going to do an all-out blitz against user fees if it, in fact, got brought to the floor. So we had a deal where they were going to increase the taxes on jet fuel, make some changes in the taxation on fractionals, not require the airlines to collect any increases in taxes, clearing the way for the bill to be brought to the floor, which was fantastic. Very, very good news. But then, of course, when the legislation began its journey through final passage in the Senate, there are a lot of amendments that were offered or amendments that people were floating, shopping around. There was a lot of discussion about whether the legislation should alter how the airlines fund their pension programs. And it kind of frustrated everybody to the point that ultimately the Senate put a vote on its calendar for this week called a cloture vote, which is setting out a limitation on what can be offered as an amendment and the amount of time that you're going to actually debate the legislation.
The cloture vote was also sort of intended to keep the discussion to aviation and to the FAA, but a whole bunch of other things started coming into the mix, didn't they?
Yeah, there is. There were fixes to the Highway Trust Fund and a whole bunch of other miscellaneous funding for some programs in New York related to the World Trade Center area. So there were a lot of items that were getting added to the legislation, and all of that prompted just a great deal of frustration on, I think, everybody's part, really. And so what happened is on Tuesday afternoon of this week, they actually conducted the cloture vote. Unfortunately, it failed in the final vote, 48-42, and that meant that they couldn't bring the aviation bill forward, because if they did, what would have happened is the debate could have gone on forever. It could have gotten filibustered. It would just have stymied any movement in the process and just hung it up on the Senate floor. And so it was a procedural vote, and its failing had nothing to do whatsoever with aviation. I think everybody agreed that the financing was ready to go, no user fees. There's financing for airports in there, increases in the funding for airports. There's increased funding for air traffic control modernization. So I think everybody in the aviation community and those in Congress were really excited. And, of course, really disappointed on Tuesday when it didn't happen.
In the meantime, the extension for FAA funding is still in place until the end of June. You know, life goes on, but what doesn't go on is there is no funding in place for next gen or a few of the important initiatives to get the FAA rolling on modernization. Is that correct?
Yeah, essentially what they do when they pass an extension is they take last year's funding levels and just extend them for whatever is the set period of time. So what we're looking at right now is really fiscal year 07 funding levels for airport development, for air traffic control modernization, and for operations of the FAA. The fiscal year expires at the end of September. So right now, Congress is either going to have to extend after June 30th to get the FAA funded through the end of this fiscal year, or they're going to have to try to pass a longer-term bill. A real issue, and I was with some members of Congress yesterday evening, and a real issue for people out in the world beyond the Beltway is that, of course, construction projects for airports need to be funded during the summer when, in most parts of the country, you need to get the work done. And so it's really crucial for states to be able to get, or airports in the states, to be able to get the money that they need to do the development project. So right now what you're looking at is three-quarters of the total amount that would be available. The FAA's been able to contract, but to do the last quarter, they need the extension through the end of the fiscal year. So that adds some pressure. I think there's a couple of things that at least cause us to be optimistic, not Pollyannish or naive, but optimistic at this point, and that is that we've come to an agreement on the financing side. So that's been big. So that's no longer an impediment. Senator Rockefeller has expressed his view that he would like to get a bill through, and so that I think is a real good a real good indicator. And then of course, in the way that the vote happened, it's a very technical thing. But Senator Reid voted in such a way that the legislation can be brought back to the floor. So it wasn't as though it was defeated, never can be brought back up again. It can be brought back up again. So it's just a matter if they can work through dropping some of these other amendments and provisions or coming to some kind of an agreement on them so the bill could be brought back up. Barring that, what we would have is either an extension through the end of the year. There's even talk about trying to extend it for essentially about 18 months. So it would take it through the end of September of 2009, which is that's not as good of a prospect as getting a long-term bill.
Well, the long-term bill was going to run up against opposition from the White House too, though, right?
Yeah, it was. The president had issued a statement of administration position and was certainly threatening a veto over the user fees, over the lack of a management structure of FAA and air traffic control modernization that put the airlines more in control. And that was obviously a very annoying, not surprising, but a very annoying development as the bill came to the floor of the Senate. Now, what's not really clear is if the Congress actually passed the legislation, came to an agreement, so then we have the conference between the House and the Senate, they agree and they pass the bill, if the president would really veto it. That I think is a big question. Probably one of the most significant issues for the administration is obviously the user fee issue, but another one is the contract language that right now is in the House bill that would reopen the contract between the controllers and the federal government, and they've taken a pretty strong stand against that. So by no means are we in the clear once the Senate passes the bill, we'll still have a lot of work ahead of us.
Okay, well, sounds interestingly annoying. Well,
that's politics. It's amazing that you can have a lot of issues that appear to be so significant that nothing will ever happen, and then all of a sudden, a couple of members of Congress or some outside influence, or it might even be a deadline. But there's a lot of factors that can prompt the U.S. Congress to act and to move with speed that is absolutely amazing. So it's probably not that dissimilar to flying in the, you know, it's hours of boredom punctuated by moments of sheer terror. It's a little bit akin to that. At least it is for those of us that make a living being involved and trying to influence it.
Well, thanks for your insights today, Andy, and we'll be watching it.
All right, so will we. We'll be right on top of it.
Today's audiocast was brought to you by Light Plane Maintenance Magazine, practical maintenance advice for owners and pilots. Learn more or subscribe at www.lightplanemaintenance.com. Comments on this audiocast welcome audio news at avweb.com and log on to avweb.com for the latest breaking general aviation news. We'll